John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Meaningful gifts don't have to cost a lot. What do you do when Christmas is only a few days away and you still have lots of people on your shopping list, but you're low on funds? Well, believe it or not, there are a number of meaningful gifts you can give that don't cost a lot of money. Here are three good ideas. One, we can give the gift of time. Schedule a lunch, a walk, or a day together fishing. Two, we can give the gift of service by making coupons for things like babysitting, a car wash, or computer assistance that can be redeemed anytime next year. Or three, we can give the gift of encouragement by writing a heartfelt letter expressing what we truly appreciate about someone else. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive, but he didn't say our gifts had to be expensive. So who can I bless with a gift of time or service or encouragement this Christmas? Meaningful gifts don't have to cost a lot, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We're tracking another storm system on the way. For today, cloudy, becoming breezy. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. A mild day today with a high temperature near 60. For tonight and Friday, rain becomes likely, windy. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Tonight's low 53, tomorrow's high in the upper 50s. Then on Saturday, a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks, perhaps. A small risk of a shower. High temperature around 57. On Sunday, a better day. Partial sunshine, high around 60. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. Plus, you have instant access to all my videos and blog updates. It's the best weather app out there. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Hello, my friend. It seems you're
skies, our troubles care to share your time with me. Would you say you're feeling low, and so a good idea would be to get it off your mind.
Guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. F. Jackson Campbell III, seated directly to my right.
Hi, you darn.
Dave Mowry to my left.
Hello.
We got a big... A big thing of news. Somebody texted earlier and said they missed the first hour. Did we cover what we were going to cover at the end of the show yesterday? Well, yeah.
Partially.
Yeah. Partially.
Yeah. Don't miss the first hour.
Yeah. It's a 15-hour week program.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes 15 hours a week to catch up. Now, I'll just do it briefly here. It's something I mentioned earlier. Everything I was going to say yesterday was covered overnight by a judge who also caught what I noticed. Because they just had it on Fox News a moment ago. I thought I was kind of slick catching it, but apparently I was not that slick. Apparently it was more noticeable than I anticipated. When I read the sentencing memo, not all of it, but I read portions of it. I noticed in the footnotes for the Flynn sentencing moment. This is the remarkable thing about this memo is that this memo was vetted by the prosecution, and the prosecution said yes, go ahead and submit it. And in the sentencing memo, it mentioned that there were two different Form 302s. 302s, and I don't know why. I've covered it on this program. It drives me nuts. The federal government, when they interview you, does not record the interview.
Yeah, that's just weird.
It's totally asinine and stupid and backwards. So if they charge you with lying to them...
It's just your word against theirs.
It's your word against theirs.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah, you did.
There would have been a perfectly good piece of evidence had they just taped the damn interview.
Everybody... in the world
has interviews.
Not just that, has this thing in their pocket they can record things with.
It's absolutely
like you don't need to bring, you know, like 30 years ago, right? Like you might have had to bring in like the giant tape deck and hit this button and that button.
You have to stop the reels.
And then you got to label it and all that. No, like you literally could just pull out your phone and hit record.
But even in the old days of cassette tapes,
it wasn't hard.
No.
I'm exaggerating.
Trust me. I know this for a fact. The local police department, then they would pick you up and ask you questions.
They might record you, you know?
They would record it. And then at the end of 15 minutes, when it was time to flip the tape over, they say, hang on a second. And they'd flip the tape over. They say, all right, continue your answer.
Officer, I'm sorry. I was going to confess, but it took too long. I changed my mind. We need to flip it. I said the good stuff right then.
Yeah.
Wait, go back. No.
The more I think about it, I want a lawyer.
Wait, go back. No.
No, not doing that. So that's what happened. I noticed there was a discrepancy in the Form 302 dates. And that the second 302 date was dated August of 2017, 7 months after the interview. They finally get around to doing the 302.
That's weird.
It's very weird. I don't want to say it's unprecedented, but I've never seen it. Ever. And the judge has apparently noticed, because here's what Judge Emmett Sullivan had to say about it. He issued an order late yesterday. It says, in defendant's memorandum and aid of sentencing, the defendant quotes and cites a memorandum dated January 24, 2017. That was the date of the interview. So they had some memo ready on the date of the interview. It was produced to the defendant. The defendant, General Flynn, cited that memo in his defense brief in aid of sentencing. But then there was a second memo dated August 22, 2017, 7 months later. I have always suspected that part of the going after Trump was setting up Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And part of setting up Flynn was changing the sentence, FD 302, to make it look like he lied. You'll remember there were two FBI agents in the room. There was Peter Stroke, and there was another guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Well, there was another guy, whatever his name was. And the other guy said in his memo, he did not think General Flynn was lying. But somehow, the FD 302 dated August 22, 2017 seems to indicate he was. The question I think the judge wants to know is, why the hell are there two different FD 302s floating around?
That's weird.
It's really weird. So anyway, to answer your question, who texted, yes, I covered that in the first hour. Don't miss the hours. 15 hours a week, wow. Informed, entertained.
What? Being rough.
This is like an educational experience, Campbell. You can't get it in full, in toto, if you're not listening. I met some of our listeners last night.
Who'd you meet?
I'm not going to say their name.
Because you can't.
No, wait, listeners were invited?
No.
Saying I didn't even get to come?
Listeners were not invited. They were upstairs. They found out we were
typical,
downstairs.
Typical. It's like I don't come in and give you the best 3 hours of the week, you know? Or well, six in this case.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe nine. Maybe I'll come in tomorrow.
And special occasions. But no, they found out we were downstairs.
I'm just messing with you.
They said they fetched me.
They said long time, first time?
Actually, they said long time, no time. Neither one of them had called. But they, it was nice.
You can't remember their names.
I do remember their names. I'm not going to say their names.
They Why?
May not, because they don't call. They may not want their names
right.
said.
They might not want anybody to know that they listen.
They might not want anyone to know they were at Sinclair's last
night. Yeah, but who listens?
Everybody. No, but I mean, like, say that they said they were supposed to be somewhere else.
Right. It's true.
And then I say they're at Sinclair's, and, you know, they got a girlfriend
boss
or a
listening.
Spouse or a boss or something listening. And I'm outing them for being at Sinclair's drinking
okay,
late
sorry,
night.
Sorry I brought it up. Sorry, brother.
I'm supposed to destroy people's lives, Jack, on this program?
I saw. There's a thing on Netflix.
So is that what you want?
No. That's similar to this. And this guy gets, I think he gets convicted of murder.
Uh-huh.
And he gets out because he skipped school that day. And he went to the Dodgers game.
I saw that.
And,
his lawyer
and
saw
he's
it.
In the crowd. And they can prove what day it was.
No.
And they're like, there's no way he could be there.
It's even better than that. I think in that situation, or maybe this is a different situation, mm-hmm. His lawyer was watching some documentary and sees the kid in the documentary.
Yeah, that's right.
Or something
like
that.
Yeah, like at the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like total freak circumstance. He's like, wait a minute. That was the day that you were supposed to have murdered this person. At the time you were supposed to have murdered him.
Yep. Wasn't there. I was at the Dodgers game.
And he gets out
like
of prison.
That's cool.
Isn't that nuts? I wish I had the story in front of me. Because I think I've got the facts
right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But it's the lawyer like that, just yeah. happens to catch the kid.
It's like watching like a recap of the season or
yes!
something.
Yes. The lawyer just happens to catch the kid in the crowd. Unbelievable.
There's this street in Austin that used to be little bitty old houses where hippies lived. It was one of those kind of neighborhoods. And they've all bought them up and made them into bars and restaurants. One of them's called the Alibi.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good name. You can't all, you know.
Yeah.
You can't, not everybody's a murderer. When you think about it, you know, statistically, the number of people who have been sprung from prison or proven innocent after the fact, you're probably between 0.5% and 1% guaranteed in prisons are innocent. And you think, well, that's, you know, that's pretty good. You know, 99.5% of them guilty. That's a minimum, by the way. But think of how many prisoners there are in this country.
There's
how
a lot.
How many thousands of innocent people are in prison?
A lot.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Hundreds of thousands of prisoners.
A lot.
Some states have 100,000 just in the state.
Yeah.
I think Florida had like 90,000 people locked up at one point. Or maybe more than
that. More than that.
Okay, Mary, some stupid high number.
Because there's over 2 million.
In prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's federal and state.
But
I think.
Still. They're, you know, you can be innocent in federal prison.
Very easily.
Who's this?
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Doing well. You're on the air, Jimmy.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are y'all? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Barrett, I was listening. I heard on another radio station this morning advertising for
wait,
a bar in Prattville.
Wait, another radio station?
It could have been one of ours.
It was a music station.
It could have been one of ours. I'm going to assume it was.
It was before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And it was called the Teddy Roosevelt Bourbon Bar. Have you heard of it?
Where?
In Prattville.
Downtown
Prattville.
I think Mark told me that was
Prattville is a downtown?
Sort of.
Yes, small one, but it's there.
Okay.
Downtown Prattville.
I totally don't know.
Teddy Roosevelt Bourbon Bar?
Yes. It had hardwood floors, and it's kind of like, you know, the old rustic 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
And had 200 and something different kinds of whiskeys and 14 different kinds of beers.
We might have to make a field trip, Baron.
We might have to cancel the show.
Check it out, man. Let me know.
Touché.
You know, the only thing... Thank you. I will. The only thing better the day after drinking heavily at a work party...
Is drinking heavily
the day after a work party.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have a hangover someday, but it's not going to be today.
My mother just tagged me in a picture from 2010.
That wasn't nice of her.
No, it was my kids. I forgot what they looked like. I looked at them, I was like, who the hell are those kids? They were mine. I looked at the date, and I was like, oh, okay, I recognize that place.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, our number 272-9228. I'm going to relay a story. Happened just the other day. I was sitting at lunch. I was with a business owner. He was complaining about the high cost of health insurance and everything else for his employees. And I said, listen, have you called Cornerstone MGA, Cornerstone Managing General Agency? Have you picked up the phone and dialed 356-1502? He said, no. I said, well, then don't complain. Don't complain. You know, I provide the solutions. If you're unwilling to do them, don't complain. Don't complain. I said, well, you know, well, you want a shoulder to cry on, or do you want to get this thing fixed? And he said, no, I want to get it fixed. I said, pick up the phone, 356-1502. 356-1502. That's Cornerstone MGA. They specialize in employees' benefits packages. That's what they do. That's all they do. Employee benefits packages. So if you have employees, if you're a manager, if you're an owner, call them. 356-1502. Save some money. It's perfect time right here at the end of the year. And get squared away. Don't waste your time spending all that money, more importantly. Time and money, paying too much.
Time is money.
Time is money. We'll be back.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow?
Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Come on, horsey. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and
all right, guys, welcome back in.
You know what that song's really about?
Ooh.
The horses.
They're big horse people.
They are.
They love horses.
Yeah, I mean, they're sleighs, horses, whatever you got.
Let's take that.
You can call them whatever you want. They're beautiful. Nice steeds. Good-looking animals.
That's right.
I mean, if you're a horse person.
I mean, if you're into horses.
If you like horses. Some people like horses.
Come on. Or into horses.
Some people are really into horses. They love horses. Like they really,
I don't know what this is going to.
They really love horses.
I got an idea.
We're just talking about horse people, Jack.
Yeah, well,
Jack.
I had a horse growing up.
And?
Hey.
How was
name
it?
Name was Sonny.
How was it?
It's a good steed.
Good-looking horse?
Kinda.
Did you ever ride it to the polls?
No.
That's what started this whole thing.
Yeah, Roy Moore being into horses.
He loves horses. He's a big horse guy. It was into horses and teenagers.
Stop, for God's sake.
Middle teenagers.
Stop it.
Not even late teens.
Stop it.
All right, so I mentioned this, but we didn't really get into it.
I mean, start talking about horses, you know, you get distracted.
29 new members of the House of Representatives in Alabama, 12 new senators.
Jeez. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's yeah. What of the whole
has a potential to be total chaos. I mean, just think about it.
Oh, they'll get in line, Baron.
Oh, they will, but it has the potential to be total chaos. They put, I understand from people who were involved in the orientation, they put the hard sell on these guys.
Listen to the leadership.
Yes. Don't go screwing around.
Look, we know you think that your people sent you up here to do such and such, but they didn't. They sent you to listen to the leadership.
No, Mom. Don't tell me you love horses.
Oh, no.
Don't text me and tell me you love horses. Come on. I can't do the rest of the show now.
Is anybody listening? Can you call the coroner? Because Baron's actually dead. Baron is no longer physically alive. He died.
If I ever told you I want to run for coroner, I'd be a great coroner. Yeah. But we have appointed coroners in Montgomery.
Yeah, that'd be a great job. Oh, yeah, so this guy, he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I can really sniff out a dead guy.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Smith here, he's not alive.
I have never, listen, let me tell you, I've never mistakenly said someone is dead when they're alive.
Right.
Never.
Never.
And not only that, I know like 30 or 40 euphemisms for death.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't get boring. Like, my reports wouldn't be boring. It wouldn't be like, oh, here's, you know, Coroner Coleman. He's coming through again. He's another batch of dead people.
He'd be an exciting coroner.
Oh, man. I would have very purple language.
The coroner's race is going to set the county on fire.
Oh, man. Gosh, I wish we ran for coroner. Who appoints the coroner? Is that the governor, the mayor, the DA?
They're elected in some counties.
Not in Montgomery.
But not in Montgomery. But who appoints it in Montgomery?
I don't know.
The commission?
County. Probably city council.
No, because it's a county.
Oh, it's a county job.
I got to get with Elton Dean. I'm guessing Elton Dean has something to do with it. I want to be coroner. I mean, I can tell the hell out of some dead people. I really can. I can tell from across the room if someone's sleeping,
if somebody's not,
or in a coma,
alive,
or dead. I mean, seriously. It's unbelievable. It's uncanny. Got a real knack.
I had a great aunt in New York. She lived in the Bronx, and she was, you know, everybody up there walks to the
butcher. Everybody up there's dead?
Yeah. Walks to the butcher or whatever, and this man drops dead on the sidewalk. And Aunt Margaret, she's a big woman. She goes over there and
healthy.
She's yelling something about, I don't know, we got to get this man off the street. Something I said, you don't even know if he's dead. She says, I, Margaret Moore, declare this man dead.
Oh, man, I can declare people dead who aren't even dead.
Yeah.
I could run a heck of a fake death operation. You know, that exists, fake death tourism.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
People, you pay someone money.
To fake, yeah.
And then they fly you out of the country to a particular country. There's one country that does it, like, a ton of it. And then they bribe local officials to say you died over there and they buried you over there.
Really?
Yeah. It's big in Southeast Asia, like Thailand, Cambodia, Philippines. People go over there and die. And then they change their name, change their identity, and then they have a life.
Like Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the end of Breaking Bad. Spoiler alert.
Can I tell you the story? Should I tell this on the air? I guess. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say who it is. I got a call from a friend of mine, probably.
Said, hi, Baron, I'm dead.
No, basically. I got a call probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. A friend of mine said, I'm just going to tell you, I'm changing my identity. I'm going overseas. I'm going to send you a note. You'll know it's me, but if anyone else read it, they wouldn't know it's me. You'll know I'm alive. You'll know I made it. I said, what's the note going to say? He said, I can't tell you that. If it gets intercepted, they'll know it's me. He said, but I'm gone, and you'll never hear from me again after that note.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I know him?
Yeah, I think you've met him one time.
It's kind of heavy.
I think so. Don't say any names on the air.
I'm not.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy conversation. I was in the grocery store. Like, all right, am I going to get the Earl Grey or the English breakfast tea? And I get a call that Buddy's fleeing the country and going to fake his...
Oh, his name's Buddy.
No.
Oh, my buddy is...
My buddy.
Wrong. Gonna flee the country. Get the Earl Grey every time.
Earl Grey every time.
I love Earl Grey.
You don't like breakfast tea?
I like Earl Grey better.
Yeah.
It has that, what, bergamot?
Yeah, it's that little orange, orange oil or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's good. It's fun. Mexico closing their border
with
Guatemala.
Oh, okay. So not with the U.S.
No, Mexico the government, incoming president Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Will be shutting down the southern border of Texas with Guatemala.
You mean Mexico?
Excuse me, yeah. Southern border of Mexico. You know, I heard a cool fact. We'll get back to AMLO in a second. You know, the state of Mexico is older than the country of Mexico. The state of New Mexico is older than the country of Mexico.
Huh.
So New Mexico is not at all meaning new country of Mexico. New Mexico was in reference to the same thing Mexico is named after. Not the country of Mexico, but the Mexican people.
The concept of Mexico.
Yeah, the concept of Mexico. Not the country of Mexico. Pretty cool. Anyway, AMLO, here's what I think is going on here. Here's what the story is. Let me just read you the brief couple lines here.
What's AMLO?
AMLO is Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Okay.
He's the communist president of Mexico.
He's a commie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like an actual commie?
Yes.
Or like a socialist?
No.
They elected a commie?
Yes.
What's this world coming to?
You should have listened. I warned back in like June or July this was coming. And it just happened, and then he just got sworn in over the weekend.
You know.
Mexico's top security official says the government will effectively close off illegal entry at its southern border with Guatemala. Interior Secretary Olga Sanchez Cordero says Mexico will end the practice of undocumented or illegal crossings over the Suchiate River, which marks much of the border between the two countries. Sanchez Cordero said Wednesday that in the south there will be only one entry on the bridge. Anyone who wants to enter illegally, we're going to say, get in line and you can enter our country. They didn't say how they're going to do it. They said they're going to do it.
Sounds very similar. Here's what I think is going to happen. Something that someone else we know says.
Here's what I think they're going to do. Here's what I think's going on. AMLO's a commie. And eventually he wants to make a communist empire out of Mexico. Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, that kind of communism. However, he doesn't want to do it now. For the very specific reason that the economy is doing well. And they just got a brand new fancy trade agreement in the United States that is going to benefit Mexico to the detriment of Canada. And I think he wants to build up the wealth of Mexico as high as they can do it before implementing his communist paradise. I really believe that's what's going on. He's working with Trump, who's basically telling him, I'm going to leave you alone and let you build up your economy. You can do the communist stuff on somebody else's watch down the road. But on my watch, shut off that border down there. Stop letting Central Americans use your country. Or I'm going to shut off the border up here, and you're not going to be able to trade with us, and you'll go broke, and you'll never get your communist empire off the ground. Because all these communist empires start in wealthy countries.
Right.
And they do.
Yeah, they do. It's like kind of the point.
Yeah. You start off, you have an excess amount of wealth, and everybody looks around and goes, oh, man, we got so much wealth.
Our people weren't getting enough of this money.
We got so much wealth, we ought to just give it away to everybody. Everybody ought to have some of this wealth.
It briefs really well.
I mean, Venezuela was rich, rich.
Yeah, they had all that oil.
And not just oil. They got all kinds of resources.
Every time you go to Citgo, you put a little money in Hugo's pocket.
Yeah.
I don't shop at Citgo.
I don't either. You know, the last time I got gas at Citgo? Probably like 2001 or two. Maybe three. I mean, it's been a long time. Been a long, long time. Anyway, I think that's what's going on. I think Trump has gotten to AMLO.
AMLO?
Yeah. And basically said, I'm going to let you build up your country because it's going to benefit us. And I think his sincere hope is, he builds it up and realizes they don't need to be communists. That the rising tide lifts all boats. If he'll shut off the illegal flow of gangsters coming from Central America into Mexico, if he'll shut that off, and then he will do some common sense reforms with the United States and some trade deals, then he'll be fine and he won't need to become a communist. Maybe he's trying to convert him. He's trying to win him over. That Trump's hard to handle.
Ask Chuck Schumer.
Ask Chuck Schumer what?
If Trump's hard to deal with.
Ask Chuck Schumer, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We'll be back 35 after. Be on hold, sit tight. What you want, but you got to come home with me. I got some good old loving and I got some on stove. But when I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Other things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but Chuck's no love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm so hard to handle now. Just around.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany solitaire necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Guests coming for the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Business Network. Stocks are higher, helped by upbeat news on the economy and Apple announcing a major expansion. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped by 27,000 last week to 206,000. It's another encouraging sign for the job market. And imported things cost less last month. U.S. import prices fell 1.6% in November. Apple shares are rallying up more than 1.5% after it unveiled plans for a major new campus in Austin, Texas. The location could eventually employ 15,000 Apple workers. The company is also putting new offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California, and is expanding in other cities over the next 3 years. A federal judge could keep CVS from merging with Aetna. The New York Post says the judge, Richard Leon, has so far refused to approve the merger. There's a hearing on the combination next week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're tracking another storm system on the way. For today, cloudy, becoming breezy. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. A mild day today with a high temperature near 60. For tonight and Friday, rain becomes likely, windy. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Tonight's low 53, tomorrow's high in the upper 50s. Then on Saturday, a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks, perhaps. A small risk of a shower. High temperature around 57. On Sunday, a better day. Partial sunshine, high around 60. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. Plus, you have instant access to all my videos and blog updates. It's the best weather app out there. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Back in. 19 minutes till the top of the hour.
But the watch was missing.
Oh.
No, the Mont Blanc pin.
Oh, wow. At the end of the night?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Mont Blanc pins, those are nice, too.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It was an ivory one.
Oh, wow.
Are really those
legal?
Of course
it was.
Yeah.
I don't think those are legal anymore.
Well, it was old. It was his dad's.
Oh.
I have a piece of ivory.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little knickknack or something?
No, yeah. Well, it's like a table setting. It's like a it would hold like a table card, like if you had a dinner, and tell you where you see. My granddad worked in Zaire.
Oh,
Yeah, he was a businessman in Zaire. Yeah, so he went. He was in the army, right? And then after Vietnam, he retired, and they stationed him in Zaire. I mean, he was a businessman in Zaire.
Oh,
because you know that's a career model. You get out of the army, you're a Green Beret in Vietnam.
Yeah,
you're a colonel. You know, so you retire, and then they say somebody offers you a job in Zaire as a businessman. What kind of business? Business.
Business.
I literally have no idea what he did.
Nobody.
And his kids couldn't tell me either.
Correct.
They were like,
nor did his wife.
I literally, I mean, well, she, you know, but no, I mean, like, as an adult, I like realized, like, I'm thinking, like,
it clicked.
Wait a minute. He's a businessman in sight. Like, when they had
he was in the agency.
When they had the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, like, yeah, they stayed on the State Department compound.
Well, they had to work security.
Right. I think he's probably under the stadium with Mabudu's guys.
Yeah.
Cracking heads.
Our number 272928.
That guy knew how to get it done.
Heirloom Jewelers, my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. If you've not been by there, please by all means go. I just stopped by yesterday to say hey to the man, and you should have seen the jewelry selection. My jaw dropped. He is stocked up and ready to go for Christmas. I said, Troop. Are people coming by for the 10% off? He said, man, like crazy. He said, people coming in, they mentioned the radio, they would get the 10% off. I said, Troop. Are the people bringing in diamonds and sapphires and rubies and emeralds and gold and platinum sell? He said, check this out. He showed me a ring he had just bought that very day for like $6,500, something like that, $6,000, something like that. Somebody walked out of there with $6,000 in their pocket. Now, you can search your own inventory. You can know whether or not you have something like that available at your place. That's just you. You know, I can't tell you. But if you do, now's the time to get over there. Now's the time to get over there. Troop Booth is killing it over at Heirloom Jewelers. Man, he is rocking and rolling. Christmas season in full effect. They got layaway plans. They got financing options. Get by there when you get a chance. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. Tootie.
Good morning.
Morning. You're on the air with Jack Barron and Dave.
Oh, boy. Okay. I almost ran a red light. Anyway, before I go into why I called, when you mentioned Zaire and Vietnam, and I was talking to somebody about this guy the other day. Do you remember Christopher Walken's first movie?
The Deer Hunter?
No.
What?
Close. It was close. The Dogs of War.
Ah.
He was a young man. It's about mercenaries.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I had long left Vietnam myself. But the reason I called, I heard a little blurb the other day, and I was going to ask you, because you keep up on stuff pretty good. You know, I'm in my car, and I can listen to you. I heard that China has taken tariffs off of our cars. They had like 40-45%, and they dropped back to 15. And the commentator said that the Chinese blinked first. Trump beat them on that. Have you heard anything about that? Maybe I was dreaming, but I could have swore I heard that on a little news blurb between shows on talk radio. Might have even been on your station.
Had the China blinked first?
Yeah. And
yeah,
they cut their tariffs.
Well, they did. I actually covered it on this program. They dropped it from 40 to 15. That's the plan.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Don. He deals. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
He might be the greatest thing ever happened to this country if we pull it off, if we could straighten it out. That's just my opinion.
He'll go down as the greatest president ever on economic and foreign policy and trade policy, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, he's credential for it. The people that we elect, man,
yeah.
You know, they're not, they don't know anything about business. They're just popular. They get in there. And they rip us off.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a little bit of the Amazon guy. Was it Amazon? No, Google. The CEO of Google was interviewed by Congress, and they put a little bit on PBS the other night. And this guy that was interviewing him said he had a cell phone in his hand. He says, is it true that when I move this pan from left to right, that Google knows I did it? He asked the guy four times, and the fellow, the geek, said he didn't say anything. He says, you make $100 million a year, and you can't answer this question? And his answer was, thank you, America, for allowing me to come over here and enjoy these freedoms and do what I do. But you didn't have to bring your caste system with you.
Ooh.
You know, look what they're doing. Look what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
With these cell phones. It's crazy. I just left the place. You know, I don't think people have control of themselves anymore.
I agree with you. It was so funny that you mentioned that because I went to college in the late 90s. I met my wife there, and we lived in the same, well, we, where I met her, we lived in the same apartment complex the second year, my second year, her third year. And they were putting out these cell phone towers everywhere. And you know, there were not nearly as many as there are today. That was 20 years ago. But they were starting to put them up, and they didn't have GPS technology in the phone. But the way they used to be able to do it was they could locate you by triangulating three towers. And tower one would say you're, you know, 2 miles away. Tower two would say you're 4 miles away. Tower three would say you're 6 miles away. So you draw those circles on a map, and wherever that those three circles intersected, that's where you were. And they could locate you. And so I jokingly, well, not jokingly, I've always been kind of a paranoid conspiracy theorist. I told her, I said, they're putting up locator towers. They're going to convince everybody to carry around these cell phones or force us to. And they've got these towers up all over the country, and they'll always know where you are. You say, oh, that's so silly. Then they started adding the GPS component to the phones. Now they always know where you are. And, you know, even if you turn it off, it's on.
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
No, even if you turn it off, it's on. I got to run, Hobson. We got other folks want to get in.
I will say that Dogs of War is not Christopher Walken's first movie because it came out in 1980, and Deer Hunter's like 77.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Red Top.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Late birthday to you, F. Jackson.
Thank you so much, Red Top.
And I actually have an F in front of my name, too, because I use my middle name. So it'd be interesting story to hear how you ended up using
so
your middle name.
F. Red Top.
Yes, it's F. Red Top, right.
Yeah. Okay.
I was downtown yesterday, and I was shocked, guys. There's no Christmas decorations at all in downtown of the capital city of our state.
Well, no, that's not exactly true, because the state capital has Christmas decorations. It's downtown.
I was just three blocks away from it. I didn't see a damn thing, sir.
Well, they had a whole tree lighting ceremony. I saw it.
Oh, wow. Well,
Is it possible you were there during the day?
And yeah. I was there during the day. There's no people. There's no Christmas in downtown Montgomery. It's really a shame because of Montgomery downtown at Christmas. It has been a beautiful place in the past.
Right.
And it's been left behind, and I'm really sorry about that because it's got a lot of beautiful buildings and stuff. But these guys with downtown, it's a strange situation. I don't understand them. But I just wanted to make the statement. It is sterile. Drive down Dexter Avenue and tell me it ain't the most damn sterile state capital in the United States.
Didn't they used to put wreaths on all the street lights on Dexter?
And they were tacky as hell.
Yeah.
They're pitiful. They got like a little...
Well, here's the thing. Hold on. Let me ask you something.
Decal.
I bet you if you rewound the tape like 3 years ago...
There's the same guy complaining
about how much money they were wasting on.
Yeah, you're sort of the libertarian mind. You don't like when Montgomery does stuff. Well, why do you care if they put up decorations?
Because I'm human and I have a heart and a spirit.
Okay.
You know, I just think that's I'm just surprised that it's so sterile down there.
All right.
Because I think it should be. They have taken the heart out of Montgomery, just stuck in a bunch of damn shopping centers and have no personality at all.
Duly noted.
Yeah, and when my relatives come from Europe, they said, your city has no town center. Where do people go to communicate and collaborate? There's nowhere. And I had more than one European tell me that. And in Europe, see, that's what people do in the evening. They get down to a town center, they communicate. And, you know, that's not the same thing as the riverfront going down Commerce Street.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing, guys.
All right.
The city needs a heart.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, under Mayor Jack Campbell, the city will have a heart. That is my prediction and my promise. You want to make that promise, Jack?
No, I do not.
Oh, my bad. Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsor of hour number two, and absolutely one of the greatest companies I've ever been involved with. Why? Well, they save people money. I mean, you can go use other places. I don't care if you call your regular bank or what you want to play or who you want to go talk to. You get in touch with Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know that you're dealing with perfection. You'll know you're dealing with 20-plus years of experience. You'll know you're dealing with a company that has no middleman. Even your local bank has a middleman. Everybody has a middleman. Ken Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, does not have a middleman. She is the everything. She's the whole kit and caboodle in the thing. I mean, she's dynamite. Call her, 567-4223. You'll see, it's a different experience. 567-4223. You guys have refinanced before and you're scared. I get that. But you don't have to be. You don't have to be, because she makes it easy. I've used her. 567-4223. New house, second house, beach house, lake house, mountain house, or just want to refinance. Knock yourself out. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We'll be back. It's 8 till.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
To the top of the hour. If it's Steely Dan deep cuts, it's News and Views.
This should have been Roy Moore's theme song, A-19.
Too old.
Yeah, too old. She's only 17 from Warrant.
Nah. She's just 14 by John Phillips.
New look decorating, friends. Get by there when you get the opportunity. They're on the Atlanta Highway, and they exist for one reason, to make Montgomery beautiful again. Your home at one time was a work of art. Brand new paint, all kinds of stuff. And now you look around, you notice, hey, it's not what it was.
It's dated.
It's dated. The colors aren't really up to date. You watch all these fashion things, and you see how beautiful it is and how much better. Listen, and you think, oh, it's so daunting and so overwhelming. I don't know how to match colors. I don't keep up with the latest trends. I don't know. Go to New Look Decorating. Walk in there and just be honest. Say, my name is, you know, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith, and I am totally out of my element. Can you help me? They've got designers on staff. They got Brett Lanham, Brian Carr.
Yeah.
They've got really, really talented people, the designers and everything. They can walk you through the process. They're going to keep your colors on file forever, so you'll never have to forget. And they never have to worry about forgetting. Get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right next to Goo Goo Car Wash, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. But Baron, I use a painting contractor. Good, good. Call Riley Manning. Tell Riley or your painting contractor, go to New Look Decorating. They got their own entrance, and they can get it done for you. New Look Decorating, home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. I mean, the highest of high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. He's Dave Mowry. He's Jack Campbell. I'm Baron Coleman. Clint.
Good day, guy.
Good evening. Good day. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning, yeah. I just called in to tell Mr. Campbell happy birthday, even though it's a day late.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate that.
And hope you had a good time in Texas. I love Texas.
Yeah.
I lived there for 12 years, so I'm a Texas fan.
Yeah. Well, I had a big time. It was great.
I lived there for about 6 months, but in my house, you know who the native Texan is? You're talking
about
him. I said, so my wife is from Texas, and I lived there for about 6 months, but in my house,
what
you
part?
Know, me or her?
Her.
She is from Plano.
Oh, okay. And I've been through there a few times.
And I was born in Fort Hood.
That's where I spent seven years of my life in Texas at Fort Hood.
So I am the native Texan.
There you go. All right, that's all I'm going to do is say happy birthday, Jack.
Thanks, Clint. I appreciate it, pal.
This is a fact that she does not like me to bring up, so I'm talking about it on the air.
Why do you call yourself the native Texan?
Because I was born there.
Oh, and she lived there the whole time.
Right.
I didn't catch the part you were born. I thought you just moved there for 6 months.
No, I was born there. Fort Hood, Texas. That's why I'm so hood.
No doubt about it.
Oh. There used to be a bumper sticker that said something like, wasn't born in Texas, but got here as fast as I could.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't apply to me because I was born there.
Yeah, you are.
I have been to Texas precisely one time.
Oh, I know you've been to Houston.
I've been there twice, then.
Yeah.
Forgot about the Houston trip.
Yeah, you've told me the Houston story several times.
Forgot about the Houston trip.
I'd like to go back to Houston with the people that you went to Houston with, like, at any point. Remember you were saying that yesterday. Yeah. You're like, hey, hi, I'm still here.
I've called and asked for more work. Trust me. I've called many times. You guys still hiring? You still need a lawyer? Still need an Alabama
legal
lawyer?
Representation in Alabama?
Because I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Send the plane. We'll be back. The rockin' world go round.
Casting from